Walking towards the Manning Drive entrance of the Craig parking deck, you will see that the parking garage is host to a larger-than-life mixed-media artwork. Amalia Pika's drawn to explain. The work is composed of wire and metal sculptures interwoven with massive geometric shapes and patterns painted directly onto the building that form a total of 14 diagrams. These designs and sculptures reach 6 stories to the top of the deck and cover its northwest and a portion of its northeast walls. On the main side of the parking deck, against the gray concrete of the parking garage, bright, playful colors form a series of 11 interconnected diagrammatic designs, arrows, charts, nodules, graphs, and other geometric shapes. These designs are abstract, but interact with one another. Arrows and lines connect different sections of the work. The painted sections are light blue, bright red, seafoam green, rich yellow, coral, and peach. The metal sculptures are red, a deep green, bright yellow, electric blue, peach, light blue, and black. On a shorter wall to the left of the pedestrian entrance to the garage, there are 3 additional diagrammatic designs, including a large, light blue arrow which starts in the lower left corner of the wall. The arrow progresses towards the upper right and connects with 3 other bright red arrows, which point over the sidewalk leading to the main door. One arrow points to the roof, one to the middle of the deck, and one is parallel with the ground and continues to the other side of the wall. To the right of the pedestrian entrance is a thick, light blue line which wraps around the northwest side of the deck. This line becomes part of an arrow, which points to a circular pattern of overlapping arrows painted in corals and pinks on the main side of the parking deck. The center of the arrow is left blank, and the gray concrete shows through. On top of this pattern, a sculpture composed of trapezoidal iron grillwork forms 2 vertical beaded lines. To the left of these lines, different trapezoidal shapes are scattered and off-kilter. The middle trapezoids are black, bright yellow, light blue, and a slightly darker peach than the painted arrows. Near the upper left-hand section of the arrows, close to the top of the parking deck, there is a large sculpture made up of a blue circle, wavy, thin wires of blue and green ending in yellow nodules. This sculpture links the peach and red arrows to a large semicircle painted in a lemony yellow that touches the very top of the deck. In the lower right portion of this yellow semicircle is a flat, circular piece of metal that partially covers one of the deck's openings. It is painted a darker yellow with a blue dot in the center. 3 thick red lines protrude from the interior of the circle and reach outwards, dividing it into 3 pie-shaped sections. In the upper right-hand corner of the yellow semicircle, 2 seafoam green arrows fold over one another, forming an oblong shape. The head of each arrow points to the end of the other. Even further to the left of the green arrows, a large wire sculpture zigzags across the open spaces of the deck. The sculpture is made of red wire, which connects 2 green, 2 blue, and 2 yellow nodules. Small arrowheads begin and end the wire. To the left of the yellow section, on the top right corner of the main side of the deck, there is a triangular patch of seafoam green paint. On top of this is a black wire sculpture in the shape of 2 horizontal black ovals lying next to one another, joined at their edges. In this sculpture, there are 3 red diamonds, one on the far left tip of the ovals and one in the center of each oval. Below this figure is a series of 14 peach and red metal circles, each attached to a single vertical black strip of metal and one longer horizontal piece of metal. An inverted image of this design rests below, reflecting the above circles and lines. Small scissor icons rest between two of the circles on the above design and one on the end of the lower design, while a black circle and an arrow interrupt the above design. Walking closer to the entrance, the main wall of the deck, with all of its reds, yellows, light blues, greens, and peaches, passes out of sight. To the viewer's right, there is another wire sculpture composed of rounded red, green, and blue shapes. Each of these shapes connect at a central point along a thin black line to form a graph with an X and Y axis. To the left of this is another large patch of seafoam green paint spanning three levels of the deck. On top of this is layered a final wire sculpture consisting of deep blue, peach, light blue, bright yellow, and black metal discs. The discs are made of mesh and are linked with black and red wires. Some of the shapes are only connected to one other disc, while others are connected to as many as five. Taken as a whole, Drawn to Explain vibrantly weaves together its disparate elements and transforms the parking structure into a piece of art. The cohesive color palette, arrows, and connecting lines link each pattern to one another, making it clear that the different patterns and sculptures of this work are part of a larger whole.